Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Have you heard the story about the pastor and the taxi cab driver who died at the same time? They arrived at the pearly gates. The taxi driver was given a fabulous palace, complete with fountains, huge lawn, big wooded area, beautiful, beautiful place. The pastor was taken down a lonely lane to an extremely modest little home where he was to spend eternity. Well, he noticed the difference between the two rewards, and so he complains to St. Peter. He says, "Look, I've spent my whole life ministering to other people. If the taxi cab driver deserves a mansion, why don't I get a mansion too?" St. Peter says, "Well, up here we go strictly by results. When you preached, people fell asleep. When the taxi cab driver drove, people prayed." That's one reason why we gather together at Zion and at churches throughout the Illinois Valley and throughout the country and the world, is to pray for our precious communities. I would ask you to pray daily for the Illinois Valley. Let's not just talk about prayer or read about prayer or even study about prayer. Let's just pray that God will bless each of us and that the people of the Illinois Valley will be blessed and that the people that we love will be blessed as well. Let me suggest that we use three statements that Jesus made as a guide for our prayers in the days to come. Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, "Ask and it will be given. Ask. Let your request be made known to God." James 4 says, "You have not because you ask not." I don't know why God, in His divine wisdom and providence, wants us, His children, to express what we need, but it's found throughout the Bible, so let's do it. May I suggest we God-size our prayers, like McDonald's used to supersize their meals? Let's supersize our prayers. Let's get them up into a realm where there's no way on earth that we can manage to fulfill them ourselves. Let's pray in faith. Aim high. The second thing that Jesus said about prayer is seek and you will find. To seek is to hunt, to pursue, to delve into, to explore, to try to discover. Do some searching. Really search down in your heart in the places that are really close to you. In Luke 15, Jesus tells a story about a woman who misplaces a coin. She's so upset by the loss of this coin that she lights a lamp, she sweeps the floor, and she searches until she finds it, because something important has been lost. I lose things all the time. I bet 10 times a day I'll ask my wife, Shelley, "Where's my pen? Can you find my pen? Did you see my cell phone? Where did I set my glasses down?" And there it is, always, right where I left it. We have to seek. How can we see things change? I know one way to find the answer. Ask, then seek. It's time to seek out there. It's time to think about possibilities and potentials that we haven't thought about for a while, or maybe ever. Prayer. Then let's seek down deep in our souls what God would have us to do as His children. Ask, seek. And then the third thing Jesus said was knock, the door will be opened for you. The doors of opportunity are open for us here in the Illinois Valley. Our potential is great. God is not finished with us yet. God has things for us to do and dreams for us to fulfill, for you to fulfill, people to love, relationships to repair, relationships to build up. The door is open. It's time for us to walk through. Let's not lose sight of our focus. All of us, if we come together as God's children, set aside our differences. Doesn't matter what denomination you are or what different things you believe. Let's forsake that competitiveness for a while so that we can just do the simple things that Jesus asks. Ask, seek, knock. Then look for answers to your prayers, and good things will surely happen in your life.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.